Dear Lord, draw us all close to you so that we may spend time in your presence. Please make our hearts a perpetual place of love, comfort, and joy for you. Amen. Mother Claire began, Sweet Jesus, thank you for dancing with me. It was my sweet pleasure. I need more of this. Me too. That's exactly right. We both need this, and so do all my heart dwellers. My precious ones, please do not back away from me when you sense that I am near. You are longing for a fish. Shall I instead give you a snake? Leave off with your excessive fears about being with the real me. I have told you before, when you are in judgment and critical of others, I may allow you to be deceived. The rest of the time, it is truly my presence. Truly me who takes your hand and draws you to dance with me. My brides, this is what I long for. Even as the world becomes more and more turbulent, I long more and more for the comfort of your arms. Trust me that I am truly the one approaching you. When you do not trust, I become disappointed. It is in your power to turn that into joy and comfort for both you and I. As things begin to heat up in the world, in those times, you and I need each other more than ever. Do not draw away from me thinking you are deceived. Stop and take the time to discern if it is me. It is no small matter for me to be turned away by my bride, the very love of my life. And to understand the spiritual dynamics, I want you to ponder the effects of our sweet and chaste union. You see, when we embrace one another, whether it be in a spiritual embrace, or our eyes meet, or our hearts connect in a mystical embrace, anytime you and I become one in heart, there is a fusion of grace that takes place. I don't want you to come to me because you need a refill, but because you long with all your heart to comfort me and be one with me. And be not surprised when I tell you I long for you to fill that void in my heart that only you can fill. Recall what I have spoken to you. Recall that there is truly a place in my heart from which you came, and it longs for you to return there. When we embrace one another in absolute chastity and purity, that place in me is comforted and refreshed, for I have imparted to you the very essence of my being, and every empty place within you is filled to overflowing. You absorb our love for one another, and it spills over. That is when I bring you into the company of those who are near death, in their absence of grace and great need for me. Satan is all too quick to provide for you a substitute and counterfeit to lure you into his despicable kingdom. So you would do well to embrace me each day and allow me to pour my love into you, which will result in you loving the unlovable, comforting and guiding them into the very same relationship with me. For truly I love them and long to hold them to my heart and impart to them the riches and treasures of my graces. So I'm asking you all to dance with me and teach others to have no fear and dance with me as well. Beloved ones, have no fear of resting in my arms. In those moments, I am protecting you from the unclean spirits, who hate our innocent intimacy so much they will project any idea or fear into your head to make you back away from me. The faith that I have left on this earth is not just for the wealthy, it is for the poor in spirit, who will love me in spirit and in truth. Great are the snares and preoccupations with wealth, and great is the invisible force that peers exert upon the unaware, cautioning them not to allow this closeness for fear of deception. This is the number one reason my bride does not draw close to me or allow me to embrace her in tender purity. Fear of deception and derision and ridicule easily persuade her to withdraw and keep a safe distance. To such as these, the opinion of men and women are more important to them than comforting me or receiving my comfort. Be on guard of this leaven that tells you to be proper and safe, rather than venture out into my arms and be replenished in my chaste love. Come now, beloved ones, come. Put on your dwelling music and allow me to embrace you in sweet fellowship and a chaste union of souls. For truly, you are meant for me. You are my soulmate. Amen.